The Undomestic Goddess by Sophie Kinsella, narrated by Molly Sperduto. I check the time and it's only 7:15 a.m. The whole day stretches before me like a fresh sheet of paper. What shall I do? Where do I start? I'm already sketching out a timetable for the day in my head. Forget 6-minute segments. Forget hurrying. I'm going to start measuring time in hours. An hour for wallowing in the bath and getting dressed. An hour for lingering over breakfast. An hour for reading the paper cover to cover. I'm going to have the laziest, most indolent, most enjoyable morning I've ever had in my adult life. As I head into the bathroom, I can feel muscles twinging with pain all over my body. They should really market house cleaning as a workout. I run a deep, warm bath and slosh in some of Trish's bath oil, and then step into the scented water and lie back happily. Delicious. I'm just going to stay here for hours and hours and hours. I close my eyes, letting the water lap my shoulders, and time wafts past in great swaths. I think I even fell asleep for a while. I have never spent so long in a bath in my entire life. At last, I open my eyes, reach for a towel and get out, and as I'm starting to dry myself off, I reach for my watch, just out of curiosity. 7:30 a.m. What? I was only 15 minutes? How could I have only taken 15 minutes? I stand, dripping in indecision for a moment, wondering if I should get back in and do it all again more slowly. But no, that would be too weird. It doesn't matter, so I had my bath too quickly. I'll just make sure that I take my time properly over breakfast.